Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Eric Ebron is being pinned as the best tight end in this year's draft, a pass-catching tight end who will leave defenses in the dust. His hands act as magnets to the football. The Patriots need a tight end like Ebron, but he'll be off the board in no time. Troy Nicholas out of Notre Dame is exactly what the Patriots need, a pass catcher who can block and block really well. Nicholas is that guy, and his speed can be deceiving at times too, taking small plays and turning them into first downs. Rob Blanchflower is right in the Patriots' backyard. If they are tight and hungry by round 7, he's different than the previous mentioned. More of the blocking type and would have to work on his pass catching abilities, but he could also be a contributor on special teams. Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly joins me now to talk about the tight end position. I know definitely your favorite one to talk about. Now, obviously, the questions with Gronk are the same this offseason as they were last offseason. So that, you know, that aside, the Patriots did sign Michael Hoeminaua-Nui. Other than that, there's really not any options right now, especially that pass-catching type of tight end. So in my opinion, I'm sure in yours as well, this obviously a high area of need for the Patriots. And a lot of, you know, the experts are predicting the Patriots to go after a tight end pretty early.
And I am one of those experts that think they could definitely go after a tight end early in the draft. And you look at it, you have Ebron out of North Carolina. He is a dynamic athlete, probably going to go before they have a chance. But everything else is probably going to be, you know, Jason Morrow in the mix for him as the Texas Tech guy, sort of a move tight end, good size, but more of a split wide guy. Washington's Austin Seferian Jenkins has a foot injury right now, which may limit his value, but he was considered a late first, second round guy. And I think he's an interesting fit because he's big, kind of has that Gronk length, real soft hands.
What about Arthur Lynch out of Georgia, the Massachusetts native out of Dartmouth, so certainly a favorite of yours.
Yes, my hometown. Right. Led the Indians to this very field High School Super Bowl here. And, you know, he's an interesting guy. He's sort of an old school tight end. Probably not quite the dynamic pass catcher and athlete that some of these modern day guys are, but can block. And he really talked at the combine about blocking being the key for him. In the SEC, you see a lot of pass rushers. You know, Jadeveon Clowney, a guy who could be the number one pick in the draft, he has blocked him. And so I think he'd be an interesting mid-round combo type tight end.
All right, so all eyes on the tight end position as we near the draft. That will do it for Andy Hart and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.